Here we go. We're coming to you from Houston, Texas. We want to welcome you in to Yahoo Sports Radio and another edition of the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell inside the Quicken Loans Studios, and we have got you covered over the next 2 hours as we get you set and ready for the NFL's Elite Eight and the divisional round of the playoffs. We also, tonight, will take time to preview the college football's title game, but one of the biggest storylines from this past week is that former Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston, he is packing his bags. He's headed from Florida State to the NFL draft, and obviously a ton of speculation on some of the possible destinations. So right at the top, we have extended an invitation tonight to Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio to weigh in on the conversation. We want to get his perspective. Freddie is joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Hello, Freddie C. Big fan of your work. It's nice to have you on with us at YSR.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for the kind words. And, you know, it's always cool when you have a chance to talk with somebody because we're on at the same hours of the night. So when the action is going on, we're always at the front of it. So it's my pleasure to be on with you today.
Absolutely. A double dip. Well, let's get right to it because one of the biggest storylines, as I said, is Jameis Winston. He's set to enter the 2015 NFL draft. Before we hit on perhaps where he might land, we know he's obviously very talented, but there's been a long list of off-field transgressions. In your mind, Freddie, do you believe he's ready to take the next level?
I think he's completely ready to take the next level from a talent standpoint because I don't question his ability to throw the football and be a leader on the football field. And part of his resume is going to be the stuff that has happened off the football field, whether it was the sexual assault case, the allegations that happened the year he won the Heisman Trophy, or even last year. It seemed like every time we turned around for about a 3-4 week period, he was involving himself in something that you have to know better because he's a grown man. He may still be a young man, but he's still a grown man. I think he really learned from the standpoint of when he had that incident versus Clemson, when he's on the field with his football uniform, and his coach Jimbo Fisher looked at him and said, what are you doing? Do you not realize that you're not supposed to be out in a football uniform? I think from that standpoint, I think he got a lot of people inside that locker room talking to him, that he really was able to show that maturity that he should have shown long before. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to portend great things in the National Football League, even though I think he's going to be a terrific NFL quarterback. But I think those days are behind him, because I think he clearly understands now, I can't afford any more slip-ups, because if that happens, I'm not going to get away with it like I got away with it at Florida State.
Well, I have to wonder, too, Freddie, you know, what is the trust level going to be? I mean, is he a guy that can command the respect from other guys in the locker room and on the field?
That's a great question from the standpoint of, if you can play, that's one thing. That's going to give you a lot more credibility in that locker room. But if you start messing with guys in terms of winning games or messing with their money getting into the playoffs, then guys are going to look at you sideways and say, okay, where is your motivation? What is your agenda here? I think that's something that Johnny Manziel, by him saying with the Cleveland Browns, I have to take this a lot more seriously. I know if I'm in that Browns locker room, I'm thinking, well, why would you not taking it seriously before you made that statement? I don't question that Jameis Winston, in my opinion, is going to be serious about the game of the NFL, because I saw how serious he was about the game of college football on the football field. If you're able to go out there and produce and you're not a knucklehead too much off the football field, we've seen it time and time again, Alyssa, plenty of guys will look the other way because they feel you can help them win games and get them to a championship. I think in Jameis Winston's case, he has to realize this is another proving ground for him. Even though he was so successful on the field in college football, that means nothing in the NFL because if you can't play, you can't con anybody once you get out there.
Freddie Coleman of ESPN joining us tonight on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. And it sounds like listening to you, Freddie, that you've been able to establish there's a little bit more trust level with him. But I have to wonder, with all these things that have happened in the past, will the perception with Jameis Winston, will it ever go away? Because obviously being a quarterback, that is the most important position on the field, and that's a big part of the team's identity.
I don't think it's going to go away in terms of people in the media and a lot of fans out there. I mean, I look at so many guys that have had that perception about them, and no matter what they do, there's always going to be a yeah but with certain segments of people. I clearly understand that. But we've seen time and time again in the National Football League, if you've shown the ability that you can have that kind of talent, mm-hmm. and I think he has the chance to be a singular talent when it comes to the quarterback position because we know he can play, and outside of the transgressions, he does have a great personality. A lot of people gravitate towards him. I think he got a case of big head-itis, to be honest with you, where all of a sudden he went from being a guy that people talked about that could be good to winning a Heisman Trophy and a national championship. There are plenty of us out there that if we were that young, not saying we would have gone into a Kroger's and stolen crab legs or anything like that, but we may have been able to be a victim of that success and all that all that attention, that we might have had a lot of things slide the other way. I think a lot of people in the National Football League are going to say, okay, that was back in college. We want to make sure he's not going to do that here. And they believe that his talent and the fact that he's matured more beyond that is going to help him. Now, there are no guarantees. I clearly understand that. But I honestly believe he's learned his lesson. And if he hasn't learned his lesson, I'll be the first person to say, you know what, I was completely wrong about Jameis Winston. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because I saw strides from him after the Clemson incident where it seemed like nothing else was going on. He just concentrated on football.
Who can ultimately help him change and help change, as we were talking about, this perception? Who should he be, perhaps, Freddie, surrounding himself with?
Boy, that's a really good question because there's so many people. A guy like Charlie Ward, for example, won a Heisman Trophy at Florida State in 1993. I think on Jameis Winston, I use that guy as a mentor because there's nobody more grounded, I think, that's won a Heisman Trophy in the history of that trophy until Marcus Mariota won it this past season for the University of Oregon. So I think if you have somebody like that who understands exactly what it's like to receive a lot of attention, have a lot of fanfare come your way, and Charlie Ward also played in a professional sport in a high-volume market in New York City when he played the New York Knicks to start his NBA career. That's the kind of person you have to have around him. But I think the biggest person Jameis needs around him is Jameis Winston. He has to be accountable from this point on. He knows right from wrong. We all know right from wrong at a certain point. We're not talking about somebody that we just dropped out of the sky, put him on planet Earth, and said, go get it. He knows exactly when you're doing something wrong and when you're doing something right. And if he doesn't figure that out or has not figured that out by now, then I don't have any sympathy for him if things don't go his way on and off the football field in the National Football League. He has so many things in front of him right now that he can really taste it and take a bite out of it. But if he chooses to take a bite out of himself, Charlie Ward or anybody else won't be able to save Jameis Winston. If Jameis Winston is going to save Jameis Winston, he has to do it himself.
Hey, Freddie Coleman with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We love to hear from you. Connect with us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, and also yahoosportsradio.com/podcast, and you can listen to the entirety of this interview with the great Freddie Coleman. So, listen, Freddie, now when you zero in on some of the possible destinations for Jameis Winston, where perhaps might he be the best fit? Are we talking the Buccaneers, the Titans, the Texans, or the Jets?
I think the best fit for him would be the Tennessee Titans because Ken Whisenhunt is looking for that kind of quarterback because I think Ken Whisenhunt is a brilliant teacher of quarterbacks. We saw what he did for Kurt Warner the later part of his career, the Arizona Cardinals. We saw what he did for Phillip Rivers when he was the offense coordinator of the San Diego Chargers. When he was in Atlanta, what he was able to do with the quarterbacks down there. So I think that would be the perfect fit for Jameis Winston because you don't have to worry about being in New York trying to resurrect the New York Jets, and you don't have to worry about staying in the state of Florida having Tampa Bay right there and having all that attention on you because Tampa Bay is not that far away from Florida State and Tallahassee, Florida. I think if you go to a Tennessee team, that they have enough receivers. Kendall Wright is a really good wide receiver going into his third year with the Tennessee Titans. You have the right kind of structure in place, and that pressure is not going to be as strong on you as it would be in Tampa Bay and New York. You'll get a chance to breathe a little bit. You'll get a chance to find out exactly about the NFL game and preparing for your opponents and knowing your teammates without the white-hot spotlight on you if you're in a big city like New York or trying to have the pressure of being a number one pick with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think that would be the perfect landing spot because of the fact it's in Nashville, Tennessee, great football market, but not a high-volume football market, and you got a guy, Ken Whisenhunt, who is a great teacher of quarterbacks and is really going to help his game.
We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break, and we'll be rejoined with Freddie Coleman from ESPN right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.